Drones splashed in the Black Sea. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The State Department summoning the Russian ambassador to the U.S. after Russian warplanes collided with a drone in international airspace.
Two Russian jets started dumping fuel onto and flying in front of an American MQ-9 drone. One jet got so close to the American drone, it collided with it, causing damage to the drone's propeller. The U.S. says it was forced to crash that drone in the water.
Fox's Matt Finn. South Dakota Republican Senator Mike Rounds, who sits on the Senate's Armed Services Committee, says the U.S. response should have been stronger.
They shot down a United States warplane. They took it out of action. And that's the response we get back. So, yeah. Not very happy about it.
Russia denies its warplanes struck the drone. President Biden has signed an executive order directing Attorney General Garland to take all lawful steps toward universal background checks for all gun purchases in the U.S. And speaking in Monterey Park, California, the president again called on Congress to enact more gun restrictions.
Let's finish the job. Ban assault weapons. Ban them again.
11 people were killed in a shooting in Monterey Park in January. The gunman there used a semi-automatic pistol that was illegal in California. State of Ohio is suing Norfolk Southern Railroad for last month's toxic train derailments in the town of East Palestine.
We're seeking injunctive relief, civil penalties, costs, damages, court costs, and maybe more importantly, a declaratory judgment that Norfolk Southern is responsible.
Ohio's Attorney General Dave Yost, Norfolk Southern releasing a statement saying it's been working with the community in East Palestine on cleanup, recovery, and health issues since the derailment and intends to continue that work. Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow gained 336 points, NASDAQ up 239, the S&P 500 closing 63 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Data from several major cities suggesting no cash bail laws in several cities aren't working and critics say need to be reconsidered.
Sacramento area police released accused car thief and convicted felon Troy Davis without bail. 3 months later, he allegedly murdered Kate Tibbetts and set her home on fire. In a random sample, prosecutors in Northern California found 78 of 100 accused criminals released with no bail, reoffended within 18 months, almost twice the rate as those released with bail. A Houston study found just 15% of the defendants released without bail showed up in court. In Chicago, failure to appear rates jumped 19%, recidivism up 45%, and violent felonies rose 33%.
Fox's William LaJeunesse, supporters of bail reform, argue that cash bail discriminates against minorities and the poor. San Francisco city supervisors are expressing support for an ambitious reparations plan, including $5 million lump sum payments for each eligible black person, among other measures. San Francisco could become the first major U.S. city to fund reparations for slavery and systemic racism. A law banning panhandling in Alabama has been found to be unconstitutional.
Less than a week following a judge's order of a permanent injunction against pedestrian solicitation, the ACLU called it a victory for marginalized groups in a statement. The ruling comes after another decision from the 11th Circuit Appeals Court that said similar statutes violate free speech. A Republican lawmaker filed the anti-panhandling bill, calling it a public safety matter. Following the injunction, some Alabama lawmakers plan to move forward with a bill against loitering on public roads, which could prevent panhandling indirectly. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.